You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On the 1st of July, a government initiative came into effect that will provide free apprenticeships to tens of thousands of New Zealanders. Apprentices in any industry or people wanting to train in targeted areas will have between $2,500 and $6,500 in costs per year paid for them. The targeted areas are industries expected to grow as the country recovers from COVID-19, and these are manufacturing, engineering and technology, process and resources engineering, mechanical and industrial engineering and technology, and forestry. I spoke to Warwick Quinn from Building and Construction Industry Training Organisation, or BCITO, about the initiative and what it will mean for people entering apprenticeships in a post-COVID world. I began by asking what BICTO thinks of the government initiative.
Yeah, we think it's great, and we've been asking for support in this area for a long time, particularly during a recession. Because what construction generally suffers from is a very cyclic boom-bust cycle. And as a result of that, we see significant layoffs, particularly in trainees during a recession. And if you use the global financial crisis, you know, as a benchmark, and it's not dissimilar to other recessions in previous years, for every one apprentice, for every one worker that's laid off, four apprentices are laid off. So we saw a shrinkage of 8% in the number of workers in construction during the GFC, but we saw a 32% reduction in the number of apprentices. And with the forecast for the next couple of years of potentially losing, you know, 8 to 12% of construction workers, we could lose up to 50% of our current apprentices. And what that means is we really suffer at the other side when we try to, you know, get access to the skills that we need once we recover. And because it's quite a long, it's a 3 or 4 year program, it takes, you know, another 2 or 3 years to get going. So without some sort of intervention, we would suffer again from a lack of skills when recovery finally arrives. So this intervention will hopefully make a significant amount of difference.
And so people say, you know, in past recessions, people lose their jobs and apprentices lose their jobs because they lack that skill and there's less money to go around at the time?
Yeah, well, they lose their job because of a lack of work. So in order to be an apprentice, you've got to be in employment and working and doing your, you know, your learning on the job. So when there's no work, a firm doesn't take on an apprentice. So there's a couple of things that have been introduced that we think are really important. One is free fees. So there's no barrier to a firm having to pay fees or for the apprentice having to pay fees. And even if wages are slightly reduced or something like that happens, that extra cost isn't a barrier. The other side of it is only about 10 to 12% of firms train at any one time. And with the Apprentice Boost Package, which is a subsidy for firms that take on apprentices of, you know, up to $1,000 a month for the first year and $500 a month for the second year, we will hopefully spread a number of firms that are now willing to train because of both free fees and the subsidy. So if we can increase that to, you know, 20, 25% of firms that train, then the work is spread and therefore the apprenticeships can be spread. Therefore, we're not relying on fewer and fewer firms to train, because if they don't have the work, no amount of subsidy is going to help. So that's a really important aspect. So as we go through this process, we are keeping the numbers of firms willing to train up and the number of apprentices willing to train.
How has COVID-19 affected the work in these industries already? Is it expected to further impact the work available? And I know you just said that work will be spread across those companies that are using apprentices, but is there a concern that work will dip quite significantly in some areas?
Yeah, so we're anticipating that over the next 12 to 18 months, work will shrink, particularly in the residential sector as the effects of the pandemic hit. And we're simply going off previous recessions and what the economists are saying. And because 80% of all training in the construction sector is done in the residential market, that's where we see it will have an effect. So therefore, you know, both of these initiatives, the apprentice boost scheme and the free fees, will hopefully add to that or lessen that impact because there's more firms willing to train. We were going gangbusters prior to COVID. We were at record levels. Firms were short of of workers. There was a real skill demand, and they had their workbooks full for ages, you know, years in advance, some of them.